You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversations about today's financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager. Today's program focuses on what's going on in Hudson. Hudson is just as much a part of Lenawee County as Adrian, as Tecumseh, as the surrounding area. So we've invited Kim Hendrick, branch manager of the Hudson branch, into our studio today. Kim, thanks for joining us.
Hi, the manager there in the Hudson branch, and I brought Dan Rogers from Hudson Area Schools, and he's going to talk about the programs that we offer from there.
Good morning. First, I just want to say thanks, County National Bank, for having me on this morning. Again, my name is Dan Rogers, Director of Operations here for Hudson Area Schools, the Center for Science and Industry, which we're located at right now. A little bit about the Center for Science and Industry. We're a tech center with a focus on advanced manufacturing, different things in the skilled trades for students. We are here, we have 7th through 12th graders that come to our programs, and then we also do a lot of corporate and adult training when it comes to robotics and CNC machining and different things in that aspect also.
Do you have a lot of adult ed classes that you offer, Dan?
We do offer quite a bit. So our focus is what I would say would be on Industry 4.0 or smart manufacturing when it comes into our FANUC robotics, ABB robotics, our CNC plasma cutting, CNC routing, wide variety of opportunities here, whether it's for adults looking to upskill to get a new position, or if it was companies that are looking to send current employees in to upskill for them. So we do have a wide variety of opportunities there.
So let's draw a connection. Lenawee County is pretty big. Parts of our county are fairly spread out. What you do here at the Southern Michigan Center for Science and Industry.
Yep, you got it.
Awesome.
You got it.
That's a good idea.
We just call it CSI now to make it very simple.
There you go. Somebody should make a TV show about that or something.
Yeah.
You do the same thing here in Hudson, kind of what the tech center does in Adrian.
Very similar. The concept's the same, where we are, our programs are available for any student of any Lenawee County school at no cost to that school district. And that's with our partnership with the ISD and the tech center there, through our CTE dollars. So we're very similar with that. And what we do here is our CTE program is mechatronics. They also have one at the tech center with mechatronics. And what that is a wide variety of advanced manufacturing. It's not just focused on one area of manufacturing. The need in our region is so big for a workforce in the skilled trades, you need a couple different programs. We'd love to see if our program was full throughout the day and the tech center was full, we still wouldn't be able to fulfill the needs out there. That's how large it is. You can go anywhere and see everybody's looking for employees. So we got a great partnership with the tech center and the ISD. Working together on that. One thing with our students, we feel, you know, when we look at the county, as you're speaking about, we handle Hudson, we can get Addison, Onstead, Morenci, Sand Creek, kind of this side of the county, and then the other side can fulfill with the tech center. So that's really, we're trying to partner and work together so we can cover the county.
That partnership is very much needed. Just as a personal example, I have two kids that go to the tech center. One is studying computer-aided manufacturing, and the other is studying biochem.
Yeah, and again, not just Hudson, but we have Addison students, Onset students, we have students from the Morenci area, and then we do get into Hillsdale County also with students coming to our program. It is a large need out there. Wednesday, I just went and visited General Motors assembly plant, and it's amazing, you know, looking at what they're doing with all the robotics and, again, advanced manufacturing or smart manufacturing and the need they have. So we're planning a trip to take our students to go see the real world out there with General Motors and just see what's being done out there with this technology.
In addition to what you're doing on that day-by-day basis of investing in again, not just our kids, but our adults for that continuing mm-hmm. education and the training. Take just a minute now. Share with us some of the awards that you guys have received.
Yeah, especially, you know, look at some of our students. I really just like talk about some of the past students. We've had students that went through the program. Our program has many different avenues students can take. We are not a one-size-fits-all. It's not for kids that aren't going to college. It's not for kids that are going to college. It's for all students. And then we're able to individualize their daily schedule for that student. So we have had students that went on to Kettering and then went on to work for companies like Siemens, or we have engineers working for FANUC, for General Motors. So it is nice to see. That's success stories. That's our award, is when you see students doing that. But also to me, the award is when students leave here, they get their industrial certifications here, and they can go right into the workforce, and they can work for companies right here in our area, right out of high school. So that's, to me, just as good as students going to a four-year school. And then we have some that will continue with our corporate or our adult side after they graduate our high school program. And that's very good too. So again, to me, it's seeing these kids coming back after a couple of years, what they've been able to go do and be successful that way. That's the best award, I would say, for us. So very fortunate with that. It's been a true state partnership, industry partnership, local school partnership to make this happen. We've had partners of ours in the industry that have donated equipment. We've had the state of Michigan where we've received multiple grants to help purchase new equipment or curriculum. So it's truly been that partnership to make this happen, to give these students this opportunity.
Dan, I appreciate when I just gave you the opportunity to brag on what you guys do here at CSI. You didn't focus on awards or recognition from outside organizations. Like a true educator, your measure of success is the lives that you're impacting, the success stories that you're creating. Those are your badge of honor. Yes, there are sometimes some state championships, but at the same time, it's not always those big awards and those accolades that we look for. It's, hey, what is so-and-so doing? How's their career progressing? And you have those success stories.
Yeah, and again, that's what we're here for. We're here to individualize for these students and do what's right for the students and give them opportunities. And we've had students that might come to our program, find out it's not for them, and that's just as important too, because then they can focus on a different area. And then we're even trying, and this is in the county, which is, I think, is a great thing, is trying to get these type of classes down to the middle school students throughout the county. So our vision in the county is a lot more of these programs in the younger levels, so these students can, instead of waiting until their junior, senior year, why not find them 7th and 8th grade, and they might light that spark and get very interested in this, and then they can continue in that path. So I think in Lenawee County, we got a great opportunity, in my opinion, to be a leader in the state when it comes to career tech education and focus on in those areas. So very excited for that.
So Dan, does this prepare them for college? And does this get them ahead of the game when they want to enter into college in engineering?
It does. When you get in, so we offer a lot of we do industrial certifications. So when we do crosswalks with colleges, when we look into engineering or advanced manufacturing, a lot of the curriculum and that we do is the same thing they do. So we have articulation agreements. Our industrial certifications can transfer into school. So it does give them that advantage if they have opportunity to leave here, again, with certifications, whether it's in CNC, it's in robotics, it's in PLC, 3D printing. So it definitely can give that advantage to them. Anybody would like to volunteer? We have some retired engineers from around the region that come in and might work a couple of days here and volunteer with a class. We've done some projects with companies I think is really neat where if they could give us any type of project for the students to work on.
So, Dan, just to take a minute before we wrap up, the Career Quest that's coming up, is that May 12th?
It is.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that's going to benefit the students and adults in the community as well?
Exactly. So we got a great event called Careers of Today and Tomorrow coming May 12th. That is going to be, we have manufacturers or others in different industry too, four different industries that will be in this building, and then we're going to have students from all over the region from different schools come in and be able to tour, do some hands-on projects with those companies, talk to the companies. Potentially, if it's seniors, they could bring resumes or anything they've done and talk right with the companies and potentially get leads on jobs. And then the afternoon, we're going to do the same thing for adults to be able to come in and kind of walk through and see different industries in the building to see that and try to connect and show them what's out there. And that'll be May 12th, so that's going to be a great event for us.
This has been the Hudson Huddle. I'm Steve Kuiper, branch manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, senior marketing specialist. And our special guests today have been Kim and Dan. Kim, Dan, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having and joining us here in Hudson.
Yes, thank you for having me on today. And I just want to say thank you again for County National Bank and everything they've done for CSI, Hudson Area Schools, and our football program to support us. So thank you.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.